Okay, here we go with the last part of the third program of April the 15th, Tax Day, or whatever it is now since it's weekend. We continue with this final segment that has included the importance of babies and not mistreating them, and the importance of pushing back against the evil cockroaches. I shouldn't say that, should I? Yeah, I should. I'm going to keep doing it. We need to push back against the evil that has ensconced itself in our government. I mean real evil. You know, I'm gonna chase a rabbit for a minute here. Many of you have read, or maybe haven't, Dante's Inferno and Nine Levels of Hell, and Virgil is up there in Never Never Land. You know, not a believer, but not morally bad. So Dante Alighieri said, well, there must be this netherworld here that good people and folks of the right philosophy dwell in. So anyway, you know, the journeyer is down there in Hades, and he's being led by Virgil through the levels of hell. But here's the point. The lowest level of hell, according to Dante Alighieri, I don't know, was he 15th, 16th century Italian thinker, I think in the 1400s, doesn't matter. Anyway, his concept of hell reflects one very accurate, even if the other isn't, though I think it may be. The lowest level of hell is reserved for liars and deceivers. And floating around in that molten mess, Dante's Inferno, is that great deceiver himself, the father of lies, as the Bible says, Satan himself. Now, if you'll think what has ruled our government recently and been ensconced in our legislative branch for a long time, and even in portions, large portions of our judicial branch, are people that believe, act, and speak lies. And the hallmark of this current administration, well, you can finish the thought. The one obvious characteristic of that one who occupies the White House now, he's a liar. He's a liar. And I think people who willfully follow liars will get their just desserts. And that just dessert, according to Dante Alighieri, is that deepest pit in the abyss, floating in the lake of fire for an eternity. I think the fingerprint of the evil one himself is on the Democrat Party through the fact that, like our media, much in our media, and I flew them around for a long time, they exist on lies and half-truths to suit their agenda, to do what, here's that name again, Niccolo Machiavelli suggested they do in The Prince. The end justifies the means. And these people in the Democrat Party, and the rhino Republicans, and those that support them, were either deceived from the beginning or they bought the lie of the cultural Marxists that came to this country in the 30s. And by looking at themselves and thinking themselves to be wise, they have produced a party and a political environment in America that is absolute anathema to the Christian cause that made America great once before. Did you catch what I said? Yeah. Cockroaches. Lying cockroaches. infest our nation. And by the word of God and by brave articulation of truth, I hope we can be like the light that scatters cockroaches when the light comes on. Because I've never known in my lifetime a more arrogant, deceiving, and traitorous American than the individual that occupies the White House right now. Well, I wish him no ill, and I take no physical action against him other than to stand up and say, "Thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not." And even though voting with a ballot doesn't seem to matter anymore, if I can help Wes and Dee galvanize enough people who stand up and push back through the voice of an AM radio station against that darkness, then I'll do it, and I want you to help. We need to do it. We need to do it. Call Wes. Call WCGA. And then come to the mobility luncheon when Wes lets us know when and where it's going to be. Join with us so that it's together in common purpose. We can help do what we want to do. And what is that? We want to create the great reawakening of dying America. Join us on the backside.